First, like we always do, let's just review a few of the travel news headlines from the past week. Joining us to do that is travel expert Onanta Forbes. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Let's talk about some of the news headlines in the travel industry over the week. This invasion by Russia into Ukraine has certainly affected the travel industry as well, hasn't it?
It has. Cruise lines, airlines, and some tour companies are forced to adapt itineraries due to the Ukraine invasion. This is a very fluid situation, so changes happen quickly. And it's best to check with your travel advisor if you were thinking of planning a trip over to Europe or to Russia or anywhere in Eastern Europe.
Well, yeah, more important than ever now is to have a good travel advisor that knows that area and can help you out if you have a trip planned or if you're planning on a trip this summer, right? Because, like you say, things can change very quickly.
Right. And as you say, exactly what you just said is that we have as a travel professional, we have a more strategic outlook on not just your trip, but just overall the different entry requirements or restrictions that may happen because of the invasion.
Let's talk about brighter news that happened in the past week. More and more countries reopening, lifting their travel restrictions, Australia being one of them.
I know, and this is really great news. And they reopened its borders to vaccinated international travelers on February 21st after nearly 2 years of strict pandemic-related measures. Since then, international flights to Australia have increased by 93%. This may largely be comprised of Australian expats eager to return home, no longer needing to endure a mandatory 2-week hotel quarantine. And interestingly enough, travelers are looking to stay longer now that the borders have reopened. Anticipated for 2022, the stay looks like it's going to increase up to 32 days, 10 days longer than the 22-day average in 2019.
And even cruise lines are looking now, if you take a cruise in the near future, you may not even have to wear a mask.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Several major cruise lines continue to drop mask mandates, and these include Carnival Cruise Line, Royal Caribbean International, Norwegian, Oceania, and Regent Seven Seas Cruises. They announced that facial coverings for vaccinated passengers would no longer be mandatory on voyages starting on March 1, but the mask would still be recommended overall and required at specified venues and events. The cruise lines also said they would offer more flexibility in pre-cruise testing requirements and permit children under 5 to sail without any need for vaccine or exemption.
And this is all good news. This is all getting a thumbs up from the WTTC, right?
Right. And so the European Union has recommended that EU nations lift all testing and quarantine requirements for people who have received vaccines authorized in the EU or approved by the World Health Organization. The European Council's guidance also indicates that no tests or additional requirements should be applied to children under 6 who are traveling with an adult. Now, this recommendation is non-binding, so each country is free to set its own rules. Many EU countries have already done away with most of their travel restrictions or plan to ease restrictions in the coming weeks.
And I'm sure we'll hear more countries lifting restrictions in the next week, too. So we might be talking about similar stories next week, Onanta.
That's right. And we hope Canada's included in those lists. In that, list.
That would be good, too. Onanta Forbes, you can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes, OnantaForbes.com. Always fun to chat, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.